Welcome to our show. This is Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today we're going to cover more news and information pertaining to our fight against the New World Order. And we've got some news stories here. On today's show, we're going to talk about the Ron Paul blimp. Some very, very good news with this blimp. I'm very excited about this. I think it's very cool that Ron Paul is actually going to have his own blimp. And what's really cool about this blimp is that it's going to be flying over New Hampshire for the weeks preceding up to the actual primary, January 8th, 2008. I think it's going to be a great marketing tool, a great promotional tool for the Ron Paul campaign. And I think this really shows that people are starting to get fed up and they're willing to do whatever it takes to get a man elected and put into the office of the president that will actually protect and defend the Constitution, follow the Constitution, and restore freedom and liberty in this country. So I'm very excited about that. The only thing is that the blimp, it needs money. It needs money to operate. It needs money to continue flying. So if you go to the website, ronpaulblimp.com, I actually have a link to it on my website, roguegovernment.com. And I strongly encourage anybody who has a few extra dollars to donate to this website so we can keep this blimp operational throughout the presidential campaign. So we're going to talk about the blimp a little bit on today's show. I got an article up on roguegovernment.com entitled Ron Paul Sets Milestone with His Own Blimp. So I encourage you to check it out. Also has links to some of the mainstream media news coverage of the press release of this blimp. And it's very, very cool. So I encourage you to check that out. We're also going to talk about a number of other news stories on the show today. I had a bizarre article that was written by Ethan Allen on my website, roguegovernment.com, entitled DOD Plan, 21st Century for a Global Police Force. And he breaks down this crazy geostrategist by the name of Thomas Barnett and one of his PowerPoint presentations. And the revelations that's made in this PowerPoint presentation by Thomas Barnett, it's staggering. So I'm going to talk about his analysis of that later in the show. And we also have a number of news stories here. New York City is getting sued for harassing photographers. Psychotropic drug use skyrockets 400% in the United Kingdom. It's just crazy. Also have another story tying into the Ron Paul campaign. The Huffington Post is actually stating that Ron Paul could finish in third place in Iowa if the elections were held now, according to their analysis, which I think is really cool. I think it shows that he's picking up steam and his campaign is picking up exponentially as we move forward. And it's very cool. Very cool to see. We also have a bizarre story, DOG memos, or DOJ memos, I should say. These secret memos that have come out state that George W. Bush is able to determine the constitutionality of whatever he wants to. It's crazy. And then we got some other news stories that we're going to get into as well. But anyway, we got a break. I'll be back on our side covering all these piece of news and information. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going to have open lines throughout the entire program. So if you'd like to call in, that number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. But let's get into some of this news. Let's talk about the Ron Paul blimp. And I think this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen in any presidential campaign to date. Ron Paul is going to get his own blimp. And what's great about this story is that it's already been picked up by the Boston Globe, the USA Today, the newspaper, ABC News, and many other establishment media news outlets. And that's just from the announcement of the blimp. And I can't wait to see this blimp fly around New Hampshire, flying around at different people's campaign rallies. I mean, can you imagine the Ron Paul blimp and a Ron Paul meetup group attending the different campaign rallies of his various opponents? And then you see this big Ron Paul Revolution blimp above the campaign rally site. I mean, it's so cool. It's so cool. And combined with the Ron Paul blimp, we also have the upcoming money bomb date on December 16th. And I think that's going to be extremely huge for the Ron Paul campaign. People are estimating that he might get upwards of $6 million, $8 million, or even $10 million. And I think that's very, very exciting. And what's really cool about the blimp is that just yesterday, the very blimp that they're trying to get set up and operational, they're actually short on funds. And a last-ditch effort was able to generate the $200,000 they needed to get the blimp operational and off the ground. And as I said in the first segment, they're going to need more money to continue the operations of this blimp and to keep the thing flying throughout the entire presidential campaign. So I strongly encourage everybody listening to check out ronpaulblimp.com and donate a little bit of whatever you can. I mean, just a little bit. I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot. I know times are hard. I mean, my goodness. I mean, I'm struggling myself. But this is an important cause. It's an important presidential campaign. And if we don't get Ron Paul elected, our Federal Reserve notes are going to be worth much, much less unless we get somebody like Ron Paul into office that understands the importance of a sound monetary system. Because these central bankers, they are continuing to devalue our bank accounts through their insane inflationary policies by just cutting interest rates, printing money out of thin air, and bailing out these big financial institutions and leaving us holding the bag for it. So this is very exciting, and you can see my analysis on this. Ron Paul sets milestone with his own blimp up on my website, roguegovernment.com, and has links to the teaparty07.com website where you can sign up for it for their pledge list to increase the numbers. And the more people who sign up for that, I mean, that would just be fantastic. We can get like 30,000, 40,000 people who will pledge to donate $100 on December 16th. That would be absolutely phenomenal. And, of course, it has links to the mainstream media reports of the Ron Paul blimp and even the flight path of the blimp. And what's really cool is that it's going to spend the vast majority of its time in New Hampshire, where there's going to be all sorts of cameras and media and what have you that is going to have the opportunity to cover this wonderful story about the Ron Paul blimp. I mean, what are a presidential candidate can say that they have their own blimp? And there aren't any. Hillary Clinton can't. Mitt Romney can't. Rudy Giuliani certainly can't. But Ron Paul, the invisible man, according to the mainstream media, is going to have his own blimp. And I think this is just phenomenal. And, of course, on December 16th, the Ron Paul blimp will be flying over Boston to coincide with the Tea Party money bomb campaign. So very, very cool stuff. Check out my website for the article with all the links. Let's go on to another news story that's up on roguegovernment.com. And this was written by a contributor to my site. His name's Ethan Allen, and he wrote this great piece entitled DOD Plan 21st Century Global Police Force. And in this article, he breaks down what this geostrategist by the name of Thomas Barnett has been saying for many years now. His speeches with these PowerPoint presentations, they've aired on C-SPAN. He's considered an authority on international security strategy. He has also been involved with the Naval War College. This guy is high up there in terms of geopolitics, geostrategy, and the whole nine yards, providing strategy for the military-industrial complex. And I tell you what, if you have not heard this man speak, I highly suggest that you go to my website, roguegovernment.com, and you check out Ethan's article, and you go to the different links. And you can see his PowerPoint presentation, and it's just a mind blower. Here you have a man that sits up there and openly talks about how they create threats. They create threats in order to invade countries based upon that threat that they created. And it's all a big joke. All the people watching his PowerPoint presentation are these military-industrial complex insiders, high-level military officers, and they think that all the things that he says in the PowerPoint presentation, when he's going on about all of these crazy things like the Leviathan force, we're going to have a Leviathan force that won't be held accountable to any sort of criminal court. And then you're going to have a sysadmin team that's going to come in as a police force to dominate the local areas after the Leviathan force has come in and blown the place to smithereens. He essentially describes the United States military as an instrument for the New World Order to enforce these different international institutions, to enforce the will of these international institutions. And this man is openly stating these things. And this aired on C-SPAN. He's actually been on C-SPAN for, I don't know, several times. And the fact that the mainstream media refuses to talk about what this man is saying and the visions that these people have for our military in the 21st century just shows that the media is completely bought and paid for and is part of the system, and they're part of the problem. Because I would think that somebody associated with the Naval War College saying these things about globalization and our military being used to enforce this New World Order, this would be some big news. He uses all these buzzwords like global strike force, functioning corps, and essentially what it boils down to is that it's nothing more than a plan or a proposed plan to turn the world into a place that's governed by this military force, which will consist primarily of our own military, the United States military, and it'll be ruled by an iron fist. And they'll use these different international institutions as levers in order to control things. It's literal madness. He also talks about how Posse Comitatus will be overturned as a result of this plan. He talks about the Department of Homeland Security being the home team. And then you have the away team. He talks about it like it's a football game. He also references that China is this threat that's being made up. He actually says that if America doesn't have an enemy, it makes one, just like Al-Qaeda, China, and whatnot. But of course, when this thing is discussed, if you actually ask Bill O'Reilly about this or Sean Hannity or any of these scumbags that are on establishment radio networks or TV networks, they'll call you a conspiracy theorist and they'll laugh, despite the fact that this guy was openly on C-SPAN discussing these plans for a militarized new world order. And it's no secret that through the Law of the Sea Treaty that they're trying to ram through Congress, that they're trying to implement a one world navy. That's why Admiral Michael Mullen was confirmed to become the new Joint Chiefs of Staff, because he's worked on these different projects that are looking to merge these navies, primarily consisting of the United States Navy, of course. And then that navy will be the police force that polices the waters that will be turned over to the United Nations via the Law of the Sea Treaty. I mean, it's just so crazy. It's hard to believe. But if you look at what these people say, and you look at the documents that are readily available, you can see this plan is going forward. And these people in the military-industrial complex, they take this man, Thomas Barnett, and people like him very seriously, especially when you consider what's happening. The stuff that he was talking about, he talked about this stuff several years ago on C-SPAN. I mean, it's just off the charts in its insanity. This should be front page news everywhere, that people in the military-industrial complex are actually playing this stuff. We have to break. More news on the other side. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Okay, we're back here on Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you'd like to call into the show, open lines throughout the program. That number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And I just came across this article, and this is from USA Daily. And Ron Paul blames Federal Reserve for housing collapse. Take swipe at Clinton. And let me read from it. Ron Paul's campaign issued a statement critical of Hillary Clinton's call for further government action to deal with the U.S. housing collapse. Paul also took shots at the Federal Reserve for causing the economic crisis. Ron Paul has long predicted this type of crisis would result from federal interventions into the housing market and excessively low interest rates, said Ron Paul 2008 campaign chairman Kent Snyder. Only Dr. Paul has the expertise to explain why we must reject further political intervention into the housing market, such as that advocated by Hillary Clinton. The Texas Republican has a legislative record spanning four decades that consistently oppose the monetary policies that caused the housing crash. Paul said, the root of this crisis, as with past financial and economic crises, results from federal government intervention into the economy, not to anything endemic to the market, nor to the actions of market participants. And that's absolutely 100% correct. The main reason why we have all these problems is because of the Federal Reserve. And I firmly believe that if the Federal Reserve system were phased out and we establish an honest monetary system based off of gold or silver, precious metals, and you allowed the free market to dictate what money is, and the only legal tender that there is gold and silver, then all these problems that we have would likely go away very quickly. The government is what creates all these problems. I mean, you just look throughout history. That's been proven to be the case time and time again. So a very interesting news story there. I'll be posting up on roguegamer.com after the program. Let's get into some other news. Here's a big one. CIA destroyed interrogation tapes. And this is from the New York Times. The Central Intelligence Agency in 2005 destroyed at least two videotapes documenting the interrogation of two Al-Qaeda operatives in the agency's custody, a step it took in the midst of congressional and legal scrutiny about the CIA's secret detention program, according to current and former government officials. The videotape showed agency operatives in 2002 subjecting terror suspects, including Abu Zubaydah, the first detainee in CIA custody, to severe interrogation techniques. They were destroyed in part because officers were concerned that tapes documenting controversial interrogation methods would expose agency officials to greater risk of legal jeopardy, several officials said. Now, the problem with all these different things like Guantanamo Bay and those secret prisons that they had in Eastern Europe is the fact that this is essentially a blueprint for what they want to do to the American people. The Military Commissions Act will make you an enemy combatant if the government, that's the president, the defense secretary, basically the establishment, if they determine you to be some sort of terroristic threat. That's what the Military Commissions Act says. So it really freaks me out that we see the CIA trying to cover their tracks for what they're doing to these so-called Al-Qaeda operatives. Because it's incrementalism. Yeah, first it's just so-called Al-Qaeda operatives. Then it's so-called homegrown terrorists. Then it's just regular criminals. And of course, through H.R. 1955, Senate Bill 1959, it essentially allows the government to declare anybody to be a terrorist based upon the criteria that they define. So the fact that the CIA is covering their tracks by destroying these interrogation tapes leads me to believe that they're doing some very diabolical things behind the scenes that they want covered up. And even the stuff that we know that they're doing, you look at the Abu Ghraib scandal. Granted, that wasn't CIA, but just look at the pictures. I mean, it's disgusting what we were doing to those people. I don't care what their crimes. People deserve to be treated humanely. And even if you're trying to get information from people, torture does not work. You're not going to get good information from torture. Even though the propaganda in TV shows like 24 try to socially engineer people to think that that's actually the case, it's not. If you torture somebody, they're going to do whatever it takes to make the pain stop. So they're going to tell you what you want to hear. And you see that with all these different so-called Al-Qaeda terrorists. I mean, you had Khalid Sheikh Mohammed admit to the 9/11 attacks and everything else after 3 years of being held in a secret prison. And what's scary is that this is the type of stuff that they are preparing for us. They are preparing these type of interrogation techniques for us. Or as Mitt Romney and some of those other clowns that run for president, enhanced interrogation techniques. It's totally unacceptable and anti-American. All right, we have to break again. We'll cover more news on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm going to give out the call number if anybody has any comments on any of this news and information that we're covering on today's show. That number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And I have some more news stories here. Let's get into this one. Woman sentenced for being lyrical terrorist. And this is from the Guardian. That's the newspaper over in the United Kingdom. And it says here, a 23-year-old former Heathrow shop assistant who called herself the lyrical terrorist and scrawled her extremist thoughts on till receipts has been handed a 9-month suspended jail sentence. Samina Malik became the first woman convicted under new terrorism legislation after writing poems entitled How to Behead and the Living Martyrs. Malik, described as an unlikely but committed Islamic extremist, was last month convicted by a jury at the Old Bailey of a charge under the 2000 Terrorism Act. And, you know, I'm not condoning what she's saying and what have you, but when we start charging people for writing poems and for thinking certain things, that's a dangerous precedent. And what really scares me about this is that a lot of the stuff that you see happening in the United Kingdom is starting to come over here to the United States. You had Mayor Michael Bloomberg, the New York City mayor. He went over to London recently to take a look at their closed-circuit TV grid that they have in that city. And now he's trying to implement the same type of system here in New York City. And we're also seeing through legislation like H.R. 1955 and Senate Bill 1959, where we're seeing these policies that have been put into place in countries like the United Kingdom and Canada and Australia. And we're seeing these policies coming over here, or at least they're attempting to implement them over here via these pieces of legislation. But come on. I mean, when you pass a bill, 404 yes votes to, what was it, 404-6? And considering all the problems with the constitutionality of the legislation, I mean, it leads you to believe that these people just don't care. They're working for the establishment. They're trying to railroad as much legislation as they can that suits the aims of these people who actually control this military-industrial complex and these different central banks. And when you have only two dissenting votes to that SAFE Act that I covered yesterday, the SAFE Act, which they claim it protects children from pornographic material online, but really it just sets up another lever for the nanny state to get people to rat on each other. Under this piece of legislation, literally anybody who offers internet access would have to rat somebody out if they happen to see them trading illegal images or whatnot, all to protect children. So it puts these internet providers, and this could be hotels, libraries, I mean, pretty much anything. And these different businesses and organizations would actually have to spy on their own customers. And there are 409 Congress people who voted for it. Congressmen, congresswomen, whatever. They voted in favor of this draconian piece of legislation. I think this proves without a shadow of a doubt that the legislative branch of our government is no longer working for the people. They're playing by their own set of rules. They're trying to set up this grid around them. And they're trying to go after us because they see us as a threat. They see we the people as a threat. And that's a scary thing because they're thinking internationally. They're thinking on a global scale. They look at nation states and national sovereignty as an outdated concept, as Thomas Barnett says in his different PowerPoint presentations. They look at the world globally. And that's the way the New World Order looks at the world as a whole. They're constantly looking for regional solutions to problems. Take, for example, the Council of Foreign Relations. They recently released a book entitled Regional Monetary Integration and how they want to combine all these different currencies into regional currencies. You already have the euro. They want to establish an American or a North American currency and an Asian currency. You can look at the writings of Ben Steele. He's one of the foremost people at the Council of Foreign Relations who is pushing for this thing, for regional monetary integration. And that's where all this is heading, whether we like it or not. And they're just railroading it right past us. Because they see us as a threat, and they have to neutralize us as a threat. That's why you see pretty much every aspect of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights just being obliterated. Because they're scared, and they want to go full force and get their New World Order so they don't have any threats to worry about. We're living a very dangerous time in world history, but it's also an exciting time. It's exciting because we can really affect change right now through the Ron Paul campaign and all these different avenues that we have at our disposal, like the internet, for example. The internet has been huge for the Patriot movement, and it continues to be huge because we can exchange information quicker than ever before. And granted, technology is a double-edged sword. They can use the internet to track and trace us and spy on us, but we can also exchange the information faster. So it's a race against time with these people, and we have to beat them. Let's go on some other news. I kind of went off a little tangent there, but let's cover this one. DOJ memos state that George W. Bush determines what is constitutional and what is not. This is from Think Progress. ThinkProgress.org is the website. And it talks about Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. He delivered this speech on the floor of the Senate when they were debating FISA reform. And he's a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And he actually spent a couple hours looking at secret opinions issued by the Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel. And he took some notes, and what he discovered was, well, it doesn't surprise me, but I mean, it just shows you where these people are thinking and what they're thinking. It says here, according to his notes, an executive order cannot limit a president. There is no constitutional requirement for a president to issue a new executive order whenever he wishes to depart from the terms of a previous executive order. Rather than violate an executive order, the president has instead modified or waived it. So the DOJ basically thinks that an executive order cannot limit a president from doing what it wants to do. Or what he or she wants to do, I should say. And then also in this, it says the president exercising his constitutional authority under Article 2 can determine whether an action is a lawful exercise of the president's authority under Article 2. So the president can do whatever they want, and the president can just determine that it's a lawful exercise of their authority? What happened to the balance of powers, the legislative branch, the judicial branch? Apparently, the executive branch, according to these secret DOJ memos, doesn't believe in any of that. This is a very strange interpretation of the Constitution. And number three, according to Senator Whitehouse's notes, it says the Department of Justice is bound by the president's legal determinations. So whatever the president says goes. It doesn't matter what Congress says. Doesn't matter anything in terms of what the legislative branch wants or what the people want. It just matters what the dictator-in-chief wants. So you have the Department of Justice, the Office of Legal Counsel, with these secret memos and opinions stating that essentially, the president can determine what is lawful and what isn't. According to their opinions, that means they believe the president is a dictator and can do whatever they want. But of course, you see stuff like Presidential Decision Directive 51, where the president openly declared that he is in charge of continuity of government over all three branches of government. Don't believe me? Go to whitehouse.gov and look for it yourself. Or you can just go to Google and you can search for Bush dictator directive, and you'll probably come across my analysis of that. And back in May, I actually broke that story big on the internet with my analysis of it. And I couldn't believe that a story like that was not front page news on every single establishment media outlet. There's something very wrong when an individual who has a full-time job and fights the New World Order only part-time broke that news story as big as I did. I don't mean to toot my own horn or anything, but that's a fact. And there's something really wrong with our media if it takes somebody like me to break a story like that. The same thing with H.R. 1955. I'm not trying to toot my own horn again, but why was I the one that had to break that, along with some other people who fed me the information, Michael Herzog for one, and Rob Bishop, two other fellow hosts here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I mean, why do we have to break these stories? Clearly, the mainstream media is not doing its job, and they are designed not to do their job. And that's why networks like this is so important. Because we have to get information out to the people about these things. These people are total insane criminals. Totally insane criminals. Especially when they have these secret memos saying that the president can determine what is constitutional and what isn't. That isn't up to the president. It's unbelievable. And I'm kind of stammering over my words. I'm so mad about all this stuff. I'm really upset because we're losing our country. We're losing our country, and there are enough people who seem to be pissed off enough about the fact that everything is going completely to hell. I mean, the America that I knew is turning into a fascist police state. We're losing all of our freedoms. I mean, just look at the world around you. They're trying to set up this high-tech enslavement grid. They're trying to merge our country into the North American Union without any sort of input from Congress. You have Bush continuing to fight this war that over 70% of the American people are against, and the Democrats are just staying by with their hands in their pockets. And they were elected in 2006 to end the Iraq war. And now you have Democratic presidential candidates like Hillary Clinton, and they can't even guarantee that we're going to be out of Iraq by the year 2013. They couldn't even guarantee that. And they talk about redeployment, and they use all these catchphrases. But really what needs to happen in order for our country to avoid complete and total collapse is for us to abandon our attempts to form this global empire. But these internationalists, these globalists, they don't care about the American people. They only care about their own agenda. Let's go on to a few other news stories before the break. Only got a few more minutes before we have to go to commercial. But let's talk about this one. Psychotropic drug use skyrockets 400%. This is from News Target over in the United Kingdom. It says here, prescriptions of psychiatric drugs in the United Kingdom to children under the age of 16 had more than quadrupled since the mid-1990s, according to figures recorded by the government. In the mid-1990s, general practitioners wrote 146,000 such prescriptions, while in the most recent fiscal year, they wrote 613,000. In the same time period, however, data indicates that there has been no corresponding increase in the prevalence of mental health disorders among children. Now, you would think that the increase in psychotropic drug use would coincide with the diagnosis of the doctors, but apparently that's not happening. That's because the game plan of these people is they want to put as many children on these psychotropic drugs as possible so they are turned into zombies and they turn into crazy people, just like that shooter, the Omaha Mall shooter. He was on psychiatric drugs, these psychotropic drugs. And the results of it were disastrous. But they don't care. They want a society that is destabilized, where the family isn't the focus, and where the state, where everybody relies upon the state. And that's where we're heading. I mean, the psychotropic drug use, it's like something out of the novel Brave New World, where they had Soma. Take your Soma. And that's what they're doing here. I mean, they're giving Ritalin and Prozac to kids in the United Kingdom and here in the United States like it's candy, based upon all this junk science, diagnosing them with attention deficit disorder and all this other stuff when the science behind it is a complete fraud. You know, a kid's jumping around the classroom and they immediately say, oh, gee, he's got attention deficit disorder. We got to put him on drugs. Well, that's the completely wrong answer. But it's all part of an effort to destabilize society, and they've done a damn good job at it. They've done a really good job at it, actually. Too good. And it's extremely frustrating to see this thing continue. I mean, these pharmaceutical companies, the FDA, they're the ones that promote this whole agenda. The FDA approves this stuff. And it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, 400%. Psychotropic drug use skyrocket 400%. Anyway, we got a break. One more segment. Got a few more news stories to cover. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the last segment of Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for listening. I appreciate all the people listening out there on the micro broadcasters, on the internet, wherever you're listening. I really appreciate it. And this information is key to restoring our constitutional republic. So I appreciate everybody who is listening to this show and all the other great programs here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In this last segment, I'm going to cover a few other news stories, just real quick. And let's go over this one. New York City sued for harassing photographers. And this is from Reuters. New York City police officers need better training to distinguish between law-abiding citizens who snap pictures of city landmarks and those suspected of plotting terrorism, a lawsuit filed on Thursday by the New York Civil Liberties Union said. The lawsuit was filed against the city and Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly on behalf of Aaron Witta, 26, a Columbia University graduate student of Indian descent, who said he was handcuffed and detained after a police officer spotted him snapping pictures near a Manhattan subway station in July. Now, this whole situation in New York City, it's out of control. It's out of control when you have police looking for people who are taking photos, thinking they might be terrorists. It's like some sort of madness that has gripped this nation. Everybody is a potential terrorist. And that's exactly the type of mindset they want people to have, because they want to establish a Stasi here in the United States. They want the secret police. They want people to spy on one another. They want people to believe that everybody else is a terrorist. And they constantly try to redefine what being a terrorist actually is. They're trying to blur the lines between terrorism and criminality. And that's a real problem. But you look at the stuff they put on paper, Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and this upcoming homegrown terrorism and violent radicalization bill they're trying to ram through. And they're trying to criminalize thoughts. They're trying to criminalize beliefs. And they're trying to merge this sort of so-called criminalization in with terrorism. So they can essentially say that anybody who does not like the New World Order is a terrorist. And then we can take you and put you in some secret prison, never to be heard from again. It's awful. And all this stuff going on in New York City just shows how much of a police state that city has become, with the closed-circuit TV grid they're trying to put up, and all these police. They literally have – I mean, I was down there a couple months ago, and I couldn't believe the amount of police that were just walking around. It was a culture shock, especially since the majority of my life I've lived in small towns, and I see all these police just everywhere. It was scary. Real quick, a few other news stories. We had a female suicide bomber kill 16 in Iraq. It just continues over there. No reason for us to be there. We're funding both sides of different political factions against each other, and it's just a mess. We need to get our troops out of there, and the Iraqi people do not want us there because we're an occupying power. So the madness there continues, and what else do we have here? Now, real quick, malls boost security after shooting. And this comes as no surprise after the Omaha mall shooting, the Omaha, Nebraska mall shooting. Malls are now boosting security. We got to have metal detectors. We need to have Darth Vader police running around everywhere to protect us. When if they just let us defend ourselves and utilize the Second Amendment properly, we won't have all these problems. I'm out of time. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. We'll be back Monday. Take care.